Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Hot crowd. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Did you guys have a good 420? Awesome. Did you, awesome blossom. Did you guys, get too high to remember to make, name tags for tonight?
Yeah.
Thought that might happen to a few of you. But okay, we got some. We got some really tiny ones up front. Good luck. Good luck with those. But yeah, we got a few here, so we're in good shape. You could go ahead and bring the lights down and everyone can rest their arms. Doug plugs. I'm doing stand-up on Saturday, May 4th at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. And then the next day, also at 4:20, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies. It's a Cinco de Mayo tradition. And then the next night, Monday, May 6th, I'm doing stand-up at Zany's in Chicago. And on Tuesday, May 7th, doing Doug Loves Movies for the first time ever at the Comedy Off-Broadway Club in Lexington, Kentucky. Cure your Kentucky Derby hangover with a little of the horse that bit you. Whatever that means. For all of my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Wallet!
Last week, I got to see a great documentary called The Biggest Little Farm, and then I got to visit the titular farm out in Moorpark, California, and I interviewed the husband and wife who made and are the subject of the film, because it's a couple, John and Molly Chester. They just decided to leave their apartment and start a farm, and the movie is about all the things that happen, and you can hear the interview I did with them at the end of this episode. I'd like to do some dugouts. Dug out to Lump Block on Twitter for tweeting to me that he digs the dugouts. Dug out to Sean Sakamai, a frequent guest on the show, and his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl for coming out to the show tonight. Dug out to everybody who came to my shows last weekend in Royal Oak and Boston. It was super, super fun. And a dug out to our friend Sean Jordan, whose album The Buck Starts Here drops on Friday. Get it wherever you get your comedy recordings these days. The prize bag tonight includes a, you know, I've been talking about these all the time now, a pin of my face from Rockin' Pins. And I'm excited to say that also tonight, there it is. Also, so I'm putting one in the prize bag, but then also tonight you can purchase these for $10, cash only. Get two if you only have a 20. And there'll be a nice lady selling these after the show tonight, probably just out on the sidewalk on Tamarind, where I'll be standing around smoking with people. Also, another pin, as long as they're giving out pins, this one says Starbuds on it, and it's a nice little marijuana pin. We did an episode of Dining with Doug and Karen at a place here in nearby in Hollywood. Oh, that's not going to fit if I don't change the adjustment thing on it. but we did it, went to this tiki bar with delicious food and amazing drinks. It's called Lono, L-O-N-O, on Hollywood Boulevard. And so they gave me this hat that I would never wear publicly. But the winner of this bag might. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, some rolling papers. I was recently in Nashville, so I stole a book about Nashville from my hotel room. All of that, plus stuff brought by my four awesome guests, one of whom might not be here yet, so that's exciting. We'll see what, we'll see how many people walk out here when I introduce their names. Please give it up for Dana Gould, Clark Wolf, Adam Ray, and Bobcat Goldthwait. Here they are. Sit wherever you like. Whoever's least likely to cheat and look at the answers, sit next to me. Because that's a crucial spot. All right, so we are missing one, as I thought, but... he walked in. He's doing his... he's taking a pee or something. Oh, all right, and somebody forgot the Dodgers. There he is. There he is. Hey, buddy. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Let's just chat. Well, how come we got... Well, we lost one, we gained one, and we lost one.
That's how it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, let's say hi to everybody individually, and we'll start with the first person to arrive here tonight. Clark Wolf is here, everybody.
Oh,
and here's exciting news in the world of Clark Wolf, at least to me. You mentioned backstage that you have seen Avengers Endgame.
I sure have, Doug. And I saw it today.
Here's my only question, because I don't want anything spoiled. My only question is the Taylor Swift song Endgame in the movie?
Doug, it is.
No way! Are you kidding me?
Okay, no spoilers, but holy yes, shit. At a very pivotal moment when...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to... I don't even want to make a joke because I don't want anybody to... no spoilers.
I mean, she's reminded me of Thanos for a long time now. And I've seen her snap her finger at her concerts and then I read the obituary, so it's working.
She dusts those boyfriends pretty fast.
Has she reminded you of Theranos?
Of who's that?
Oh, Thanos. I thought you were making an Elizabeth Holmes reference.
Oh, no, I was like, not. That, I was
because
not
she's
doing
also
that.
Like a robotic kind of like, but it would be a much deeper, it would like, shake it off.
Might
you
as well say
Thanos.
Hello to this monster.
You said Thanos.
Next. It's Dana Gould, everybody. The man behind Stan versus Evil.
Mm-hmm.
squeak.
That's the kind of response as an entertainer you hope for.
Dead silence.
They were already...
There was two very enthusiastic woos.
Yeah.
What else?
One was somebody moving.
Most people were just pooped out from cheering for Dana for the first time I mentioned his name.
You know, exactly.
You can't get too many applause breaks just in one little
milk it too hard.
Conversation. But
I did break the seal on the Theranos pharmaceutical scandal references. I think it's
you were the first one to get there. We should create some sort of award for that.
And now it's going to get obscure.
We have the Pete Holmes Award. That's the person who spoke before being spoken to. Because that's his game. But thank you for being here, Dana. Also joining us, he's the one that came racing in last minute because he's busy running around doing shows. He was at the Comedy Store. It's Adam Ray, everybody. Getting laughs with nothing, appearing this Friday.
There's a hilarious missed high five.
You're going to be at the April Foolishness. Kevin and Bean do a big show for charity here in Los Angeles at the Microsoft Theater. And you're going to be one of the comedians there Friday night.
Yeah. Ray Romano, be there too?
Yeah.
Ever met Ray Romano?
No, I haven't.
Oh, shit.
Never met him. Is he nice?
All right, well, I guess I don't need to go to the show.
Ray, I did meet him a couple of times.
You did.
And he is very nice.
He is.
I was projecting.
You just, does he truly sound like that?
No.
Because everybody does. He does, right?
He reins it in a little bit, just talking right.
He reels in the Ray.
But he also, you've seen him, he's a dramatic actor now. He's always really good and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was his show on... on TNT that he had?
Yeah, he was in that show, Three Old Men with Boners.
Three Old Men with Boners. I love that show. Saw every season.
Yeah, Three Men with a Certain Age
Boner. With a Certain Age Boner, yeah.
Yeah.
Working title. The first show to have Boner in the title. Yeah. What's up, Doug? Yeah.
And now, how you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Very good.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
You know who else I'm glad is here? Bobcat Goldthwait!
Well, thank you.
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I see that you and this other gentleman, Dana Gould, have a... you're going out on a tour together.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two old men with boners, oddly enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, where's the third?
We
prove
it. Yeah, and who are these boners you speak of?
I wish. That's where I'm going into Norman Fell kind of territory now. I don't have boners anymore. Yeah, we're doing a tour. Who came up with calling it the Warp Tour, the WAARP Tour?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't come up with that.
Yeah.
No, that was some guy on Instagram. It's
that's great.
Yeah.
I love random strangers busting your balls.
My ass, yeah.
That's.
We wanted to call it the Hilarious Wilburys.
I like on the. Social media, the thing is like the biggest insult is someone will put under something they don't like political or something that I said, they'll go unfollow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I used to play arenas. Millions of people have unfollowed me. You're really, really late to that train. I'm not going to see Hot the Trot either.
Someone said, and it wasn't me, but someone said, making a big announcement that you're unfollowing somebody is like making a big stink about walking out of a party you crashed.
I'm leaving. Harumph.
I don't like the arrangements.
But we're Shameless. We're going all over this great
land. Yeah, we're doing a tour. We're going to bring this kind of excitement.
How many cities? We're doing about 10 or 11. We're going to Nashville, Chicago, Portland, Washington, D.C., New York, Pontiac, Michigan. You heard me.
Did you say Boston?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Nice.
Go to danagould.com, and there's a whole list of them.
Neat.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's the show with two heads. It's funny.
Yeah, and you're doing one here in Los Angeles at Largo.
At Largo?
Yeah.
I'll come by and watch that. That'll be great.
It's the we're gonna work on the boners. Do you remember people? My friend Danny Bond's dad came in one day and he's like, "Oh, at work I pulled the biggest boner today," because it used to be in like a faux pas or like you'd crack the joke. Danny Bond and I did not know that. I'm like, "Where's your dad work?" Where's that cool?
Rite Aid.
Pretty much anywhere. Yeah,
pretty much anywhere.
Depends what you got.
Let's talk prize bag. We'll start with you, Adam. Okay. What'd you bring for us tonight?
Oh boy, dude, all the way from Hollywood. We got some Koi Naturals Healing Balm.
What?
You guys aching? You breaking?
Yeah. Does it work?
Okay, yeah. I don't know if that's a slow. It does, yeah.
Does it work if you apply it to yourself?
My arthritic Jewish mom in Seattle finds it quite enjoyable. She still, it hasn't
when you
cured.
Put it on her?
That's a personal question.
You brought up your mom and lotion.
I did, out of nowhere, yeah. And arthritis. Drink four if you're playing the arthritis Jewish mom drinking game. She said it doesn't cure her arthritis, but she's like, but it makes me feel, I feel something. So... Okay, that was a shitty pitch.
Weird.
Yeah, that was really... We also got... look, I don't know how you like your chapstick, but a lot of the times I'm putting it on my lips and or my mom's, you know? And callback. And, you know, I'm always thinking like, God, wouldn't it be great if I could get like all the flavors from the from your local vending machine? Well, now you can with Coca-Cola's Lip Smackers.
Whoa.
Now, did I buy this for myself? You know, maybe. But, you know, Sprite, Barg's Root Beer, Fanta, two Fantas. Okay, I thought that was going to get a bigger applause, but duly noted.
You got to change up the chapstick flavors because you don't want to get addicted to one flavor.
And people don't want to, you know, you don't want to be known as the cherry coke guy. And you're like, all right, maybe it's a Barg's type of day.
This is like the world's worst earthquake survival.
Or best, depending on where you grew up. Dentine pure, yeah. No, it's pretty bad.
This is all the stuff The Rock keeps in his fanny pack.
Or the stuff that Glenn Close gives out on Halloween. And then a 6-pack of Corona.
Wow.
What? That's weird.
Is it? I feel like it's pretty great. Anyway, so there
all
you
right.
go. And you can keep the Target
good job.
Bag.
Were you like embarrassed to just be buying chapstick in a liquor store so you had to buy 6 bottles of beer?
Maybe.
It's a special party.
That's a sad party. If I wasn't coming here.
So let me just get this straight. You're showing up at your mom's house with some booze, lotion, and stuff for your lips.
Yeah.
And good. Gum. Don't and forget about gum. The gum.
Yeah.
I'm a good son.
Well, both one of the guys are
I've
rough,
got
Mom.
The Faygo lip smackers is what I'm giving. It's Juggalo approved.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All the Faygo flavors.
All the Faygo flavors.
I do not recommend the LaCroix
lip
smackers. Yeah. Those aren't as good. It's too subtle. Yeah. What do you have for us, Bob?
I have a Ted McGinley mask.
Yeah.
From the show Stand Against Evil.
John.
Ted. It's Ted McGinley.
I don't
Ted
know.
Ted McGinley's that guy, that cursed guy that every show he's on gets canceled.
Yeah. He was on Married with Children. Yeah, Ted McGinley.
I could be Ted McGinley.
I would be really mad because they clearly fucked up the Ted McGinley mask and made it look like John McGinley. Here's the thing.
Should go back and try to return
this
it.
This looks like I got this from Dana just before I went on. Not the case. Ted McGinley. It's John McGinley.
I would have given you some chapsticks.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was looking for New Coke chapstick. Yeah. This is... the thing is, this is his actual flesh. So
okay,
you might think
item.
It's not a great prize, but if you need to plant his DNA at a murder site, boom.
Remember when they did the comic books with Kiss's blood?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, but now Kiss is like, oh, we really need that back. Can we just get that blood back?
You know, I used to...
You know, the crew will give you Mick Mars' colon, No. The crew.
I used to see Paul Stanley at the Color Me Mine in our neighborhood all the time.
Stop.
And he's very sweet with his son. It was I'd be there with my daughter, and he would be, and because his speaking voice, he's like an old Jewish woman from New York.
Yeah.
Like, you were just painting the Dickens out of that toadstool. I like that it's said it was red, but you're painting it blue. You're just painting it the color you want.
You wanted the toadstool. You got it.
I saw
Color Me Mine.
I went to see. I never saw Kiss because I was growing up. I was like, I don't like Kiss. And then I saw him, and I saw him in Phoenix, and they're like going, the Phoenix Fire Marshal told us we can't do the show we normally do, but you can't stop Kiss. And then the fire blew up, and then I was like, these guys are playing fast and loose, and then. The next night, I saw him in Tucson. I was like, I gotta check that out again. And he goes, the Tucson Fire Marshal said, we can't do the show you normally do.
Every Arizona.
But you can't stop Kiss.
And I was like, you got, that's a flagging, that's a pattern. If I'm gonna have a lawsuit, that is a clear pattern.
Somebody.
I always feel that Peter Chris was late when they're handing out the costumes. So I'm going to be the God of Thunder. Oh, that's badass. And I'm going to spit blood. And I got a big tongue. And I'm a god demon. Oh, wow, that's cool. What are you, Paul Stanley? I'm the sexy star child. I came from another galaxy to seduce the women of Earth. Oh, that's rad. What about you, Ace? Oh, I'm clearly a wizard, because that's the only way you can explain how fast I play the guitar. It's alchemy. Cool. What am I going to be? You're a cat. Do I have any powers? Nah, you're just... You like to sit on warm surfaces? And if I touch your back in the right spot, you shoot your ass up for no apparent reason.
It's a superpower.
Do I get boots? No.
Women throwing little cups of cream at him.
Dangling a giant mouse at the front of the stage.
Is that why that song Beth, the first line is Beth, I hear you calling? Because she's calling the cat home for dinner?
Yeah. I can't come home right now. There's a fish skeleton, but the head's still on it.
Yeah.
There's a.
That's who Ray Romano sounds like. Hey, TC.
Hey, Officer Dibble, Jesus.
No, not him, but the other one. They go, hey, TC, I don't know.
There's a.
All right, this tour is going to be dynamite.
Oh, you guys are going to be on stage at the same time, just reminiscing?
Yeah.
Sure.
I watch that.
Well,
yeah, that'd be fun.
And
what do you mean you've never heard of grunge? And
for the big finish, you guys could trade glasses. See what happens. See what craziness unfolds. Right.
Brought to you by the walk-in bathtub. Are you ready to rock? There's a bootleg of Paul Stanley at some show, and it's great because you can only hear it. And he's like, Detroit is the greatest city in the country. Are you ready to rock Detroit? We're telling on the band on the way in, and nobody rocks like fucking Detroit. Cleveland!
Yeah. That happened to me when I was a kid. And the Ramones, I grew up in Syracuse. Hello, Schenectady, 1, 2, 3, 4. And couldn't get them back for the first four songs. No, they're, you're in Syracuse. We're much, we're about as bad as Schenectady. You were right. My apologies, Joey.
We're slightly easier to spell, but not by a lot. Clark, what do you got for the bag here? This is a scary looking thing you put on the table.
Yep, the scariest. Did anybody here enjoy the escape rooms, going to escape rooms? That's okay.
All right, no, that was good response. I don't want an audience that enjoys escape rooms.
So, I was anticipating a smattering. But that said, what's great...
I had a colonoscopy the other day, and... I wore my cowboy hat and I had the gown on, and doctor kept talking to me. I was really nervous because I stopped breathing during procedures sometime. And
whoa.
That's not the story. But to make me feel better, the doctor kept talking to me about country music. And I'm like, I don't want a doctor that likes country music doing any procedure on me.
How did he bring it up? Like, oh, so you seen Brooks and Dunn live?
No, she was like, they were talking about this upcoming concert, like a country Coachella.
Stagecoach,
yeah. And I'm like, I don't know anything about country, man. I'm just balding. And and I think you guys should know this. I sometimes don't breathe all the way during surgeries. But I just find that funny because there's no skin off of my teeth. I just wake up with all these people shouting over me, breathe! You know, I'm like, hey.
When'd you get here?
Yeah, it's no skin off my nose. Look, I've done a lot. I've passed like, do you know what I mean? Now it's timely death time. You know what I mean? If I die, it'd be like, it wouldn't be like I got ripped from the height of my career. People would be like, I already thought he was dead. I have that. Sometimes people will burst into tears in a mall and tell me they thought I was dead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No.
How it got from your lower intestine to the escape room.
That's what I call my butt.
I call mine a panic room.
So this is an escape room in a box. So you actually don't have to go out and do anything. And it is to promote the movie Escape Room, which is directed by Adam Robitel, who did a great horror movie called Taking of Deborah Logan, if any of you guys have seen it. It's really good. But anyway, if you don't want to actually do the escape room part, all the answers are just in this book right here. So you can just crack this baby open and essentially play with all the gifts inside.
They just give you the cheat codes right there.
They call it a hint book, but it's the cheat codes.
But you do this in your own home?
Yeah, you can do it. You do it at home,
but
so you don't have to.
I know how to get out of my house.
but do you know how to get out of this box?
Yeah, wait till you open that box.
That's right.
What do you win in escape rooms? Like, if you go out with friends and do them, what do you win?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, all right. That's anybody.
Bragging rights. Don't ask anybody.
Yeah, you don't win anything. You don't win anything.
Just, but there's no prize at the end.
If you get out exceptionally quickly, they get annoyed.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you get the honor of taking a photo at the and putting it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like it's
Also they let you live.
Oh yeah.
If you get out. That's crucial.
The movie Escape Room is available on Blu-ray and streaming right now. And so you get to play
it. Wow, that's a great box.
It's available on streaming.
Cool. You know, for most seniors, like any room is an escape room. Where's the keys? Who are you? My cat's a wolf.
I can't get out of this chair. Escape chair.
All right, Dana, what do you got for us?
Oh, my Lord.
What happened? It's
behind this is going to knock your shit apart.
Oh, finally.
I have for all the fans of Stand Against Evil, and
who's the Ted McGinley fan?
They're all in this room.
Who's the Ted McGinley fan?
This is the Stand Against Ted McGinley's own. This is Stand Against Evil Jigsaw Puzzle.
You know that
puzzle.
Would make John McGinley, that would frost his cake.
Oh, I'll hear from him.
Yeah. Did Bob Scratch Goldfarb think I was really Ted McGinley? That guy sunk the love boat.
For the record, I almost took this back in the green room because I love puzzles and horror.
And my LP, my long player.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that should get more woos. That's a great item.
This cover is in the movie The Big Sick.
It
on
is?
A wall. And I'm like, why did you put pins in the album cover? Yeah, it's on Kamel's wall in The Big Sick. But it's a real album.
Wasn't just mocked up for that movie?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, all that's going in the prize bag. But before we get to that, I just have a quick question for everybody before we get to the games. Adam, we'll start with you. Last movie you saw?
Oh, Shanghai Nights. No, I just like to give that movie more credit than it's received over the last 25
years.
What
about Shanghai Noon? Does it hold up to the the standard set by Shanghai Nights?
I don't think so.
It's the other way around.
Oh, Shanghai Noon was first?
You go Noon to Nights?
You go Noon to Nights.
Are these the sequels to Shanghai Surprise with Madonna and Sean Penn?
Sean Penn, yeah.
Yeah, any movie, right? Not new release. Richie Rich, actually.
What?
I showed my nieces Richie Rich.
You showed it to your nieces?
Yeah. They wanted to see a kid movie. We stopped. The cover of it looked enticing to twin 9-year-old girls. And we watched Richie Rich.
How did it work out? Did everybody enjoy it?
Where did you go?
Yeah, I finished the whole thing.
Where? I'm back up. Are you a time traveler? How did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to?
I was up in Seattle visiting.
Oh yeah, they actually do still have video stores there.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know why.
Scarecrow
they do.
Video.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It was. It doesn't hold up. Macaulay does a pretty good job, but they passed out.
Do you get to say to your kids like he's on bath salts now?
Is he really?
He chewed his own nipples off during a full moon.
Oh shit!
Richie Rich?
Yeah.
He's also got a show coming up at Largo.
Does he really?
Yeah. He's gonna do his podcast there.
That's crazy.
Oh man, you should definitely go and just sit in the audience and scream that out. Show us your chewed off nipples.
Bobcat, what was the last movie you saw?
I would say leaving Neverland. I thought I didn't like it. I thought there'd be more songs.
Oh man. Yeah.
Apparently there was a clearance problem. What's the movie about?
I was thinking that you were talking about that Johnny Depp movie, Finding Neverland.
How many people
was like that didn't have any songs in it?
Yeah. You know, if video stores were a thing, that would be a funny mishap.
Bad that's not going down at the neighborhood Blockbuster. Yeah. Yeah.
Leaving Neverland, also subtitled Home Alone, so there is a Macaulay Culkin thread.
No, do you mean going to the cinema?
Or do you mean it could like, be in any format.
Well, I just watched Stan and Ollie, which I thought was great. I don't know why that movie didn't. It was just those guys were so. Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly were great in that, and it was a good movie. In the cinema, Her Smell, I think, would have been the last thing.
Oh, how'd that work out for you?
Hmm.
It's an intense movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I know.
It's rough because it's a very difficult character to be around, and there's lots of Elizabeth Moss really throws herself into it.
Really? Because yeah.
You didn't find her annoying?
No, I've been around way more crazy or dangerous people than her, so I just thought
it was too mild for you.
I was a little, like, if she was at the party, I was just like, all right, I've been to a lot of parties where the solution is we'll just knock them out, man, so we can keep the party going.
Oh shit!
Where you? That was me once. I woke up while my friends held me down, and the third was smashing my head into a bathtub. And I go, what's going on? They go, you're out of control. It's a true story.
By the way, that's the opening scene in Richie Rich.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mac, you're out of control. You know, I watched the Oprah thing right after on Leaving Neverland.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Well, I didn't know that Anthony, I do stand by survivors. I didn't know Anthony Edwards was a survivor. Did you know, an adult survivor?
The guy from ER?
Yeah, and he's got a whole organization, and he's talking, he's reaching out to the guys. There's not a dry eye in the house. Everybody's, and then he says, you know, we have a saying in our organization, and that is, you are not alone. And I'm like, that's a Michael Jackson song. I was like, seriously, guys? You didn't run that around the clubhouse a couple times?
We better change that quick. What else can we, let's call it Free Willy.
Yeah. You know, if you're feeling sad or suicidal, you just tell those bad thoughts, beat it. That's what we say in our organization. I just think it's very ill-advised.
Just keep telling yourself, I'm bad, I'm bad.
I'm bad.
I'm bad.
Now, did you know that?
It doesn't matter if I'm black or white.
Now, did you know that?
Remember that time?
I'm bad. You know, bad was going to be a duet with Prince.
Oh,
man.
And Prince came in, and they go, well, listen to the song, and they started playing it, and then, like, it played the first couple lines, and Prince was like, all right, let's stop right there. Michael Jackson's not singing to me, your ass is mine. And I'm certainly not singing your ass is mine to Michael Jackson. This meeting is over. And then he left.
I like that just something creeped out Prince.
Yeah, like...
Whoa!
Didn't you have a hit single about a clitoris?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Weren't you wearing assless chaps on stage?
You know, I tried
all
that.
All chaps are assless.
That's ooh, a great
point of order.
Yeah. That's a great point.
That's a great album title.
I'll ask.
Boy, if Prince would come out with that.
Yeah. I was on.
All chaps are assless. I'm not singing all chaps are assless.
Well, then stop wearing them, Prince.
To Alice Pick Cooper. A lane.
So a couple days after he had worn those chaps.
Pick a lane.
I was on Arsenio Hall. Yeah. No biggie. I was on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That was a big deal.
You have to carbonate all my references. So Prince had just gone on the MTV Awards with no ass in his pants, and I thought, well, this will be funny. I'll do the same thing. And I had him cut my ass out of my pants on the Arsenio Hall show. But that day was a day that the whole audience's was children that had been brought to the taping by the LAPD. Oh. Swear to God, it's a true story. Oh, and I'm just like, dude. And I walk out.
Nobody
and like,
that?
Yeah, and I don't care. Like, yeah. Like, you know, we're going to go over you. I truly walk out and I just see children. And I'm like, I have no ass in my pants.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. It was just... just
thank you for answering the question. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh man.
Clark, yes. You've had some time to think about this.
Yes, I have.
A lot of time, sorry.
What's your answer?
Well, we touched on it earlier, but Avengers Endgame.
Oh yeah, you just saw that today.
Which, you know, I'm sure nobody wants to hear me talk about because obviously spoilers.
Did you enjoy it? You could give us that.
I really, really did. And I would say I didn't get a chance to do any of the rewatches. You know, like a lot
of
people.
Need to?
Well, that's what I would say is if I could make a suggestion, I would rewatch Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I would rewatch Infinity War. Like, everything else, you're cool. Like, you watch as much as you want. But, like, those were the two that I would strongly suggest.
That's what I tell anyone who wants to watch Police Academy 4.
You have to watch.
Rewatch Ant-Man first.
Yeah, watch Ant-Man.
Infinity War.
Infinity War. And hopefully you'll be tired by then. And you won't want to watch Police Academy 4.
That's a great suggestion.
But yes, highly recommend. I foresee this movie being a big success.
That's very bold of you.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
that's
I haven't said much on this podcast, so I want to.
Sorry.
I want the one contribution I make. That Avengers movie, I think it's going to do something.
Could break records, right? It could be the biggest.
I think it will be. And you know what? I will say.
I only hope that Iron Man is sassy. I want Iron Man to be sassy.
Yeah.
And I want there to be a majority of shots that aren't parallel to the ground. Outside of that, they can do anything there.
Yeah.
Does Hulk snap at least?
He's got to.
Does he smash?
Does he smash?
There's a lot of talk on the internet about how peculiar it is that the Hulk is not in the trailer much or at all.
Ooh.
And I just write that off to that, you know, in this next one, Mark Ruffalo or Banner is still going to be having trouble getting the Hulk to come out. because that was a whole thing in the last
week. Yeah. It was. I would say that that's a savvy observation that the internet made.
Maybe he'd come out if he took him some Viagra. Get it? That's a 10-year-old joke. That's a 10-year-old kid joke. And a good one.
I wonder if it's too late to cancel the tour.
It's never too late.
I know.
You want to hear a true 10-year-old joke?
Wake up. Yeah.
What's from a 9-year-old? My niece has told me because she...
Oh, I thought you were telling us how long ago the joke was written.
I said this on Arsenio. I said...
I do want more Arsenio stories, if we're being honest. But my niece told me, she goes, what's a taco's favorite dance? The salsa.
What? Oh, taco?
Well, if you don't talk through the punchline, it's funnier.
That was what was wrong with that joke?
Yeah, that was everything.
My goddamn interruption.
You stepped on my
I ruined
topical
your...
taco joke, dude. All right.
Torn from the headlines.
If she said that afterwards, I would have really laughed. Torn from the headlines, Uncle Adam.
You know what an enchilada's favorite dance is?
See, here we go.
The hokey pokey.
Wait, that's pretty good.
What was the last movie you saw, Dana?
The last movie I saw was Us.
Oh. Okay.
Which I thought was good. Completely fine. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. No, I'm kidding. I came in my own mouth. It changed my life. Totally made me rethink.
That'll go right on the poster.
I would see it if it said that.
I thought Elizabeth Moss was great.
I wouldn't find that to be a compliment if someone did that during my movie.
Yeah.
Seems like they're doing something else rather than paying attention to my movie.
Hands off. No, I thought it was. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And then I don't know if it's. I guess it's a movie. I watched The Act, which I thought was really good. But that's more of a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, Us.
All right. Great job, everybody. Watching movies.
What about you, Doug?
Huh?
No Hulk in Us.
We don't have time.
No Hulk at all.
We don't have time for me to talk about Under the Silver Lake.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw that today.
And?
It's long. It's a long movie, and has a lot. There's a lot of weird stuff in there.
Do you have a time restriction for your films? Like, is there if you?
No,
see
I don't. Unfortunately, I should have one. I keep falling for these movies that are over 2 hours, and turned into Bobby.
Has anybody seen the Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson,
The Highwayman?
Yeah.
I have not seen it. I heard that it's a lot of them just discussing how are we going to catch Bonnie and Clyde. And if you just like go on Wikipedia or some shit, you find out how they did in fact do that.
I think Emma Arnold said it should be called Old Guys Looking at Maps.
I think that's where I got my entire impression of what that movie would be is just from Emma's tweet. All right, you guys, this is the part where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! All right, so it's kind of a meager selection. Not a lot of name tags, not a lot of big ones, but people did, you know, make some effort of some kind. So what I'd like each of you to do is just stand up and go select the name tag that you would like to be your partner for the evening. You'll play on behalf of them. Is that a Sing Street? And you change it to Sing Pete? Good for you. Are you coming to the Malton Fest? Oh, because we're going to play that movie at Malton Fest. All right, yeah. So that'd be a good name tag to bring them because we're going to do Doug Loves Movies before it. All right, while these guys do this, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by SiriusXM. If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and for every mood. where you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, where you get news from every source. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and to subscribe. For $1, you can listen to SiriusXM on your phone, at home, and online. So anywhere you are, any time of day, you can hear your favorite songs or discover new ones. Go to Sirius, SiriusXM.com/DLM and get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for $1. See offer details. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM. No car required.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month. I
found one. All right, we're back. Dana Gould found one. That's the main thing. Who is it, Dana? Who are you?
Oh, I didn't get your name. I'm sorry. Dan.
It's probably in there. Redanimator. See, he worked it into the title. His name, Dan.
I could have also thought his name was Anima.
Yeah.
I don't judge.
That's a popular name now. It's right up there good, with Kate.
It's you.
And then that's our friend Jeff Tate. It's his head. There you go. He's become very popular.
People love potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Redanimator.
There you go. Good job.
Directed by Stuart Gordon. I forgot all about
that. Yeah. What do you got, Clark?
All right. I got Keela Clowns from Outer Space. So I'm playing. It's Keela?
It's Keela. Great. Keela.
And this is you, Doug, and Dave Koechner on here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's a good looking.
You thought there was a shot Dave would come by tonight?
He was in Orlando.
Oh, he was in Orlando. So that. I don't follow that logic.
Oh, she was
cool.
At that show.
She was at the Orlando show, yeah. All right, what do you got, Bobcat?
I got Sing Pete.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's Pete, right? Yeah. And his last name is Enjoy It.
he just wrote that on the back because we're all sharing messages, positive energy messages.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And, that's great. I didn't even realize you. That was sweet. I didn't catch that. It was Brody.
That's okay.
Whew.
What do you got there?
It's always a bummer to bring up a fallen comedian.
Yeah.
That's good comedy fuel, Pete. You know, I don't know. I didn't know Brody that well, but I have a lot of other dead friends you could bring up if you want. I truly believe that I'm made of asbestos at this point.
No way, you were friends with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Very, very good friends with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And then you were very good friends with Barry Crimmins.
Yeah. I was the best man at both those guys' weddings.
Both those were, right.
And then I made a movie about them. I have this film I want to pitch, Dana, starring you.
See, this is my concern.
Yeah, I was worried that that's where this was headed.
Yeah.
Dana's not going to survive this tour they're going on.
After your wedding.
We're not close.
Yeah. That old Bob Scratch charm.
But Bob, do you like that movie Sing Street that poster is?
I've enjoyed this movie twice.
It's so good.
I love this movie. Yeah. I think people think I'm not a softie. I enjoy this a lot.
And music. You're very into music.
Yeah, I really can't complain about this film.
All right. Manila folders don't get enough action these days. So it's nice to see Adam's name tag is attached to one.
Wasn't that your high school yearbook quote?
Yeah.
We got Casketball.
Ow! Yeah.
I'm going to guess Casey?
Yep.
Nice.
There you go.
Great movie. If you haven't seen it, put it in your queue. Yeah. Sir, have you seen it? Yeah. Great. Oh. Pretty pumped about this choice.
You seem pretty happy.
Basketball.
You seem very confident.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with some... games to determine who's going to win all these prizes.
Love it.
The first one we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. I'll start naming characters from a movie, and you guys, all of you, can just take turns guessing as often as you like what the movie is until somebody gets it right.
Cool.
All right. This movie's got a character in it named Miss Anderson. Miss Anderson. There's a no to Boat Trip, but great guess. Mr. Ralston.
Fast Times?
No. Someone else named Raymond. There's a Mr. Bernstein.
Four Weddings and a Funeral?
James W. Geddes.
Chinatown? No, this is Citizen Kane.
Chinatown.
What is it? Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane is correct. You did it.
Yeah.
I was just about to say Jedediah Leland. That's a real giveaway one. And then, of course, Charles Foster Kane.
I still would have been going,
I thought it would be really funny to have guys that are really into movies and get all the way to Charles Foster Kane. But Dana pulled it off.
There's a shark in it named Jaws. I don't know.
They don't ever really call him that, though. They don't ever nickname it.
No, that was...
Jaws is back. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was
Jaws 2. I saw Jaws up close. I know what he looks like.
Yeah. I think it was...
And I don't tell Dick goes with the hell again. Talking to Jaws.
It was only after the hit single, Mr. Jaws.
Mr. Jaws?
Mr. Jaws. Mr. Jaws.
I used to make those things when I was a kid. It was so much fun to like just take weird snippets from songs and just make it the answers in an interview.
Yeah. What do you like looking at, Mr. Jaws? Sky rockets in flight. Well, why is that? It was just
It didn't make any sense. Yeah. The setups were like as bad as
they would like take the top
Comics Unleashed.
They would do this. They would take every song in the top 10. They would take every song in the top 10 and just do a little snippet of it. It was like, I'm talking to Jaws. You know, it's like, what is your favorite song?
Mr. Jaws, why do you keep biting people? Yeah.
Popcorn. Oh, okay, he likes popcorn.
Why can't we be friends?
Yes, that is in it. That's in it.
That's a good song.
Those things are very entertaining. Because each one of those little snippets of song, you get excited for that, hearing that little bit of that song because you know it.
Yeah.
But so then, that's weird.
And then Albert Brooks did a parody of that where he just wrote his own songs. Are you Abe Lincoln? No. Sorry, I thought you were Abe Lincoln.
And the name of that? Party in Outer Space.
Party in Outer Space.
Yeah.
Wow, I just met Lassie. We're really in a...
We're going to be amusing ourselves on this tour. Come on, Party in Outer Space.
Come on.
It's such a good title.
Party in Outer Space. So funny.
I like titles that there's no guesswork, you know? Teen Wolf, what's it about?
Yeah.
You know,
I can't believe I sat through the whole goddamn thing. There wasn't a single Teen Wolf to be seen.
There's all these old wolves. Well, there's any dancing in Dancing with Wolves, by the way?
Now that you mention it, Twilight should be about old vampires.
It should.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they are.
Yeah. Right. We'll be right back.
Every teenage girl has to decide between coprophilia and bestiality, and that's what these movies are about.
A dog imprinted on my baby. All right, so this next game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And Dana won that last game, so he gets to go first. And so it'll go Dana, and then we'll go to Clark and Bob and Adam. And what I'm going to do, Dana, is I'm just going to spit out at you the tagline for a motion picture, a real motion picture.
And the poster tagline, not the character's tagline.
It could be a poster tagline or something just from the advertising materials. Okay.
Oh. But it's not like you're shit out of luck from Magnum Force.
No.
Okay. That was Dirty Harry's.
Sure.
I'm thinking catchphrase, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to do all those.
Right. You know, Dan, if you listen to the podcast like I do, you would know.
Ooh.
No, I've been just as confused. That's why I was like, wow, it's clearly I don't want to listen to the show or watch it.
Well, here's it.
Here's Bob, since we've become closer, all of my free time is dedicated to my personal safety and health.
Well,
I leave here, I am instantly encased in bubble wrap.
Yeah, I'll give you a heads up. If I start clutching my chest, I'm not doing a bit.
That's good. Yeah, you should warn us about that.
He's doing Fred Sanford now.
Does laugh sound way too young
to know who Fred Sanford was?
To know a Fred Sanford joke,
and to know that I was doing, and to know that I was saying that as Albert Brooks. He's doing Fred Sanford now.
Hey,
it's just funnier.
Where's Nemo?
It's funnier when you sound like Albert.
There he is.
Oh my God! I like in that scene in
Finding Dory.
No, what was Albert Brooks?
Modern Romance,
where he's like going through the Rolodex looking for women to go out with, and he finds Ellen,
yeah,
and his parents named Petey.
Yeah.
He's like Petey, Ellen.
And he's on Quaaludes, and then he just goes, Ellen, Petey, I love my records.
Do the one about a no-win situation.
Look, there are no-win situations. You've seen them. Vietnam, us.
This. He's only got two examples. All right, so that's good. Adam, we worked the impressions in anyway, we're bullet train playing games.
Well, we're going to hit that.
Starting with you, Dana. Okay. I'll say that, it will scare you to pieces is the tagline for Reanimator. It's that simple. And they're difficult because it's a tagline. It could be for any movie.
We haven't started the game yet. I truly am that confused. All right.
Dana gets to go first. And the tagline is guilty of maximum fun in the first degree.
Cop and a half. Oh, shit.
You don't get a go yet.
Sorry.
If Dana would like to steal your answer, since it wasn't your turn.
Fuck. Sorry.
He can, or he can come up with his own.
Just love that movie.
What do you think it is, Dana? Guilty of maximum fun in the first degree.
I think I know who's in it.
Oh.
Is it a Pauly Shore movie?
Oh, I see where you're driving. You're in that movie that you're thinking of.
What?
Aren't you in Jury Duty?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man. What just happened?
Cincinnati!
How do you forget that you're in Jury Duty? That's a great movie.
No, but
I would be opening every show with that. I'd be walking into 7-Elevens like that. I was in Jury Duty, 2 Kit Kats. For free?
Do you have a guess, Dana?
No.
Okay. Clark?
Is it Police Academy 4?
No, but that's a good guess. Bobcat, what do you think it is?
Man, I don't know. I'm trying to... am I in it?
I don't think you are.
Oh.
Is Pauly Shore in it?
Look, if it was in the 80s, it was either me or Pauly Shore.
It was a great time.
It's the halcyon of cinema.
It really was.
I'm going to pass. I have no
idea. Okay. And do you stick in with Cop and a Half down there?
Well, look, I'm split between Cop and a Half and another fantastic cop-related movie, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, that is a good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the answer...
is neither?
I'm assuming it's about a judge, a wacky judge.
Well, kind of. It's a movie called Ernest Goes to Jail.
Damn it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was one Estelle Getty guess away.
Yeah. All right, Dana, you ready? Here's the next one. The tagline was, "He's back, and this time, ..
That's it?
That's it.
So the subtitle of the movie is the end of the catchphrase.
Yeah, the tagline, I guess, is going to end with the title of the movie. He's back, and this time...
I'm going to say it's a Jason movie.
Okay.
Not an Ernest movie.
The original title of that was "I'm Getting Gang Raped, Vern." Hey, Vern, they're cutting my butthole open with a razor blade. I've already got the poster. It opens in 6 weeks in Tulsa.
All right, moving on to Clark.
Jason Goes to Hell?
No. Clark?
He did.
Is it Ernest Goes to Camp?
No.
Oh, great guess, though.
Bobcat. I'm
trying to play the game here.
Originally called Raped by Woodchucks.
this time he's got to do something, right? This time.
Yeah, what is he doing? That's what we need to figure
out. What's he up to?
What did he do that he didn't finish?
Is he die-harding?
Ooh. That's a great guess.
Adam?
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? No.
Is it, he's back and this time he's played by Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro in flashbacks?
That's a great great tagline.
Yeah, I'm going to guess... what is that? Invincible with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay. That applies, I guess. he's back, a character we haven't seen yet. This time he's invincible.
Boom. Final answer.
No, the actual answer is Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, my God! Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Keela.
Follow your instincts.
And this time he's raped by elves? What is the end of it?
All right, Dana, it's your turn.
Oh, God, the humiliation is endless.
America's favorite class clown finally makes the grade.
Oh, this is Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
No, Clark.
Yes!
Is it Ernest Goes to School?
That's correct.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Playing the game, y'all. Playing the game.
Happy Gilmore.
Also a good guess.
Here's the next one for Bobcat.
Yeah.
And Africa will never be the same.
Ernest Goes to Africa.
Yes.
It was originally called Ernest Has Unprotective Sex.
I'm slowly sensing a theme.
All right, Adam.
Yeah.
America's hero is finally back in camp.
Ernest Saves Camp.
No, Dana.
Oh, goes to camp.
No.
God damn it.
I think it was the twin.
Stop of my mom will shoot.
It's got a camp in it. Schindler's List.
It's not a bad guess.
You know,
it's not guess. Right, but it's not a bad guess.
My
comedy plus time equals history.
My oldest daughter has ADHD, and every summer she goes to this place where they work on methods to make it better. I just think concentration camp is such a terrible name to send children.
They should call it a focus farm.
Is this the Flight 93?
No.
Getting even with Dad.
What is it again? What is it?
Oh, he's finally back in camp.
Ernest goes to camp would be the.
No.
Camp Nowhere.
How could you not?
Did everybody guess already, Clark?
He's finally. I'm sorry. He's back and he's finally. He's
America's hero is finally back in camp.
Ernest
it's a misleading
goes
one.
To the army.
Ernest right. In the army. Yeah. Oh. So very close.
Ernest goes to Camp Crystal Lake.
All right. So now we got.
How many goddamn Ernest movies did they make?
Millions.
They made too many of them.
I only knew the one.
Yeah, they made way too many of them.
Ernest goes.
Just the denim vest budget.
Ernest goes. Ernest goes straight to video.
Ernest makes most of his fortune being the dog Slinky in Toy Story
yes.
movies.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Cash those checks.
All right. Jim Varney.
Yeah.
Shakespearean actor.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Varney's father.
No. Not true. Not true. All right. So
Janet Varney's husband.
Clark and Bobcat each got one right, I believe. So we're going to do a tiebreaker between the two of them. So just sit back, Adam and Dana, just for a second. Oh. And we'll see if... And I'm going to say it, and you can both guess as often as you like till somebody gets it right. Everybody loves Ernest. But nobody's quite sure who he really is. That's right. It sounds like the most existential of all the Ernest films.
Is it... Ernest went to prison already, right?
Yeah, he went to jail. Went to Africa.
And now he's got...
He went to school.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
He went in the army.
That is one. That is one.
He did get scared stupid. I don't know if that's where we realized we didn't know who he really is.
That's the only one I got left.
Ernest.
So let me just... This
Ernest
is
how, goes to heaven.
Wow.
Nice. So they just did this.
Too soon.
Universal replace. Find Ernest. Replace all. Medea. Print.
I'm glad you didn't do that on mic because I am a big fan of the Medea films.
Is that your way of saying no, I don't?
I can't believe the Medea films are over. You know, that was the last one he just made.
No.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
You too.
Is that why it was called Medea Endgame?
I can't wait for you to find out why the Hulk wasn't in it.
All right.
There was a Halloween one.
This is just stupid, you guys. That was the tagline for the importance of being Ernest.
Oh!
Yeah, the movie had nothing to do with Ernest.
No, that's a good one.
I love that.
That's a good one.
And then there also apparently was Slam Dunk Ernest.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of. That one really was shot on tape. That one was.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else was in that? What athletes?
Who?
Air Bud was
Air
in
Bud.
It?
Yeah,
finally.
Crossover franchise.
Oddly, Pacino was in that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But De Niro was playing him in black.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, this is very exciting because I feel like I've got a game here for the big finish to determine who wins the prizes that's going to go very quickly. I'm very excited about what's happening with this because we're going to play Last Man Stanton, and that is a game where you guys take turns naming movies that someone's been in that we name ahead of time. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you get one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once for help. if you need it. And if they can't help you, you can phone one friend. You can pull out your phone and call somebody if your lifeline is a dud.
Is that true? That's new since
that's
awesome.
That's new, yeah.
Ooh.
It's new.
How's it been working?
Jim Norton wanted to call Ozzy Osbourne, but he got his voicemail.
Even Ozzy's voicemail would have been entertaining.
It was just an automated voice. It wasn't him saying anything. Oh, yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Real quick, Bob, do Ozzy Osbourne's outgoing message for us now.
It's a little vintage Bob Scratch. Thank you. Thank you. I don't usually bust out the voice.
That's amazing.
All right, Dana, do JFK telling a joke.
A man goes to a party. Forgets his wallet there.
Wallet.
The next day, all he can remember about the party is the home had a red door and inside was a gold toilet seat. He travels through the town until he finds a home with a red door. Knocks on the door and retrieves his wallet. The owner says, "How did you remember my home? You were so drunk." And he said, "I remembered your red door and your gold toilet seat." And the owner of the home says, "You're the man who shit in my tuba." Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
You're going to hear that at every show on the tour, Bobcat.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. How many of you remember what a president was?
Yeah. All right, so Clark, you get to go first in this next one, and then we'll switch the order up. Which way were we going last time? We'll go to Dana and then Adam. And
remember Clark. When we used to shoot presidents we didn't like? Well, those days are over.
That's, yeah.
Too soon.
No.
Said Doug Benson of Los Angeles, California.
P.O. Box.
Did you know joke's that a federal offense.
It's a fun fact. T.S. and T.S. Eliot stands for too soon.
Too soon, Eliot.
Too soon, yeah. Eliot.
It's weird. All right. Clark, you get to go first. And we're going to name the films featuring the character named Ernest. Yeah, you get to go first. Name any of the Ernest movies.
Ernest
feels
goes,
like a trick question, but it's not.
Ernest Goes to Africa.
That is correct. Bob.
Isn't it Dana?
Dana.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yes. Bob.
Ernest goes to Africa and plays basketball?
That wasn't one of them. I mean, we already did Africa.
But that was the plot.
Isn't this a fun memory game? We just said all of his movies.
Am I on wait, don't tell me? Peter?
Well, I can't tell you. You just told me not to.
We you said out? Ernest joined. Ernest
go to goes. Your lifeline, Pete. Pete, what do you got?
One.
Slam Dunk Ernest. Slam Dunk Ernest.
Wait, I just remember. Slam Dunk Ernest.
Got it.
Very good. Very good. All right, back to you, Clark.
Keila, can you remember
Keila.
What? No, I know that one. Okay, do you remember?
You can't just say no. I know that one. When she says one out loud.
Okay.
Can't reject that
Ernest,
one.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest
Thank
Scared
you,
Stupid. Back to you, Dana.
Dan.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest Saves Christmas. Very Ernest good. Christmas. Yeah. Adam.
Thank call. You, Dan.
I got to use a lifeline.
We'll use it.
Or I mean a phone line.
Your person's got to...
That first?
They got to fail, yeah.
Okay.
Lifeline, who is it?
What do we got?
Ernest in the Army.
Ernest in the Army? Is that what we called it?
Yeah.
Call it up.
Close enough. Yeah, Ernest in the Army.
Awesome.
All right.
Good job, Case.
Good job.
Can I call my dad in Massachusetts? He's, yeah. He's 88. What's the name of an Ernest movie? What? Who died? What's happening?
But was it Ernest Goes to the Army?
Ernest in the Army.
In the Army.
Yeah, no, she goes nailed it. And didn't get the point.
Right. Yeah. Did we already say Ernest Scared Stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we said them all. Yeah.
I think we. No.
Did we do?
There's one more. There's.
Okay, well, don't say it yet.
Okay.
So Bob's out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Clark?
The importance of being earnest.
I mean, I should give you a point for just remembering that and all the fun we had with it. Dana?
Ernest Goes to Jail.
We already said that one. Did we?
But he said it with so much confidence. Yeah.
Had we said that one?
Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah, we were out of them.
Did we say that in this part of the game?
We were out of them. But you know what? You were the last person to say one, and that was essentially what I was driving at to make a nice quick game so we get out of here on time. So Dana Gould is our winner tonight. He did it. Reanimator, come get your stuff.
And the two movies that really did it were Citizen Kane.
Yes.
And Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how this works. You know, you got to have a really broad knowledge of cinema.
Congratulations, Dan.
That's the Ernest equivalent of the Citizen Kane of Ernest.
And be
movies.
Very careful with this bag because it's not a two bagger, but there's some heavy beer in there. So
we should still call Dana's dad apart. To see if he's seen Jury Duty.
Jeffrey Combs was on Stand Against Evil, and he's a great guy.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good guy to hang out with.
Right on.
Yeah.
So the tour is coming up, Dana. That's your big thing to plug tonight, right?
Sure.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. So the comic, what's it called? The comic with two heads?
Show with two heads.
Show with two heads?
Yeah, me and Bobcat Goldthwait all over the country, specifically the places we like.
Go to danagould.com. danagould.com for tickets.
Yeah.
And that'll be super fun.
Denver.
I'm excited for
is
you guys.
Is the city? We'll be there.
It is the city.
Nashville.
Okay.
We are going to get bedazzled in Nashville.
Don't know why you do that. But congratulations. Clark Wolf.
Yes, sir.
What's coming up for you? What do you got to plug?
So I think by the time this goes up,
promote yourself.
It will be announced that the feature I shot that I'm in, Satanic Panic, directed by Chelsea Stardust, coming from Fangoria, will be premiering at the Overlook Film Festival in New Orleans on May 31st. So I will be there for that, and the movie comes out later in the fall. And speaking of Reanimator, I just shot a segment for Deathcember with Barbara Crampton.
Oh, very nice.
That's a fun horror anthology.
I just saw a segment for Creepshow.
Yours is better, but...
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you win, fine.
I didn't say that.
Segment off.
But yes, so Deathcember and Satanic Panic.
Come on. Right on. Bobcat Goldthwait on tour with Dana Gould.
Yeah.
DanaGould.com for tickets.
I'll be bringing the fire.
What do you guys do? Switch each night? Who goes last?
Yeah, it's like, follow that. It's
yeah, no, I mean, you both can make it very difficult on each other.
Yeah, by doing each other's material.
Yeah. Can you do how's your JFK, Bobcat? I don't think like a week goes by that I don't think in my head, you're the man who shit in my tuba. It's such a great punchline, and then in that voice is amazing.
You're the man that quite shit a memory in my pull. Tuba.
I love it.
Tuba.
I love it.
It's so tuba.
No, so yeah, I'm doing this tour, and...
Hey, tell us about the tour.
I'm doing a tour. I'm writing some movies.
You're writing some movies? Misfits and Monsters is on...
Oh, yeah, you could probably get the series
Hulu
I
now,
did
probably?
On... I don't know, some streaming service. It was on the True TV, which is the Federal Witness Relocation Network. Like, if you need to cool down, they give you a show there. So
people need something to turn off when Impractical Jokers is over.
Yeah, yeah. That was a joke I wrote that said about the ratings of the show in the script. It's like, well, what about the people that fall asleep during... Practical Jokers. They watched some of this show. And she was like, no, don't put that in there. It's just making fun of their cash cow.
No, you're not insulting them because they're just on all the time. Of course people are going to fall asleep to it. It's always on.
Maybe that was what it was. I don't know. I'm a big fan of their irreverent brand of humor.
They have...
They're friends. They're friends with each other, so that's where the fun comes.
Yeah. I like their skewed take on the modern scene.
I've often said, I like Jackass. I just wish it was PG.
I wish those guys in Jackass would remain on their feet. I wish they wouldn't put themselves in dangerous situations.
Yeah.
Adam Ray, tell us about it, stud.
Man, I got an album coming out on Friday.
Called, nice!
Yeah. Recorded the Punchline in San Francisco, one of my favorite clubs in the world. It's called Read the Room, and then so you can get that anywhere. And then She-Ra Season 2 on Netflix drops Friday, too.
Whoa.
I play She-Ra. No. it's a different take. I play her talking horse sidekick, Swift Wind. Duh.
Swift. Swift
Wind. Is that
wind.
For real?
Yeah, and I'm just like, have you seen Richie Rich yet, She-Ra? No.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised they didn't call me.
You can do the next season.
No.
I can just hear Bob on the phone with his agent. Swift Wind should have been mine.
Should have been mine.
That sounds like a character's right up my poop alley.
I met the guy last night, and you're not sending me out enough. No, what I'm up to is I did a documentary, Call Me Lucky.
Yes, everyone needs to watch that.
Thanks. And I'm currently I'm turning that movie into a narrative film with Judd Apatow. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that's... I'm going to just shut up.
It's really just sunshine and rainbows over there at your computer. Eh?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's if you don't know Call Me Lucky, it's dark, right? When you say, but I think it's hopeful.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In the documentary, there's a lot of speaking of things that if you have to go to depict them, that must be difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I set an alarm because I valet parked.
And in what way is the alarm going to help that situation?
Well, I know I got to go get the car because
they close at this time.
I'm going to call you timely.
They close at 11.
You got 9 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
Stick around, sign some autographs.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you to all of my guests: Adam Ray, Bobcat Goldthwait, Clark Wolf, and Dana Gould. I'll be doing Douglas Movies at Malton Fest here in Los Angeles on Friday, May 10th, where we're going to do an episode of Douglas Movies, and then we're going to watch the aforementioned Sing Street on the big screen there at Grauman's Egyptian. Thank you guys for being here. Next LA show here at UCB is on May 14th. And as always, positive energy!
Yeah, baby.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music plus sports talk, comedy, and news, they have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and to subscribe. That's Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, XM.com/DLM. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM. No car required. And now let's go out to Apricot Lane Farms for my chat with John and Molly Chester about their movie, The Biggest Little Farm.
Hey, everybody. I'm in Moor Park, California. I can't believe it. I'm actually at the farm, the Apricot Lane Farms, where a great movie I just saw takes place. The movie's called The Biggest Little Farm. that's easy to screw up. I could have said those in the wrong order. And I'm sitting here with, how do you describe your connection to the film? The stars and...
Well, it's a documentary, so yeah, we're the subjects.
The subjects and the stars and the photographer.
And I'm the filmmaker.
Yeah,
well.
John Chester and his wife Molly Chester. Where were you living when you were in that apartment in Los Angeles somewhere?
Yeah, we were in Santa Monica.
Yeah, Santa Monica, and their dog barked too much, so they had to move somewhere. I got the idea, let's go start our own farm.
Because that's a logical, right?
Yeah.
Fix.
Super, super smart fix. I mean, my girlfriend's, we're having some issues with some cats, so we might do the same thing. It's just move to somewhere where her cats can live.
There's the premise for the whole film that we made. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's, and it's, I'm so happy that that it all, you know, worked out, and that also you did it your own way, and the idea was that you wanted a farm that had everything, not just one particular crop or one type of animal.
Yeah, the idea was to essentially reawaken the ecosystem of this land, which meant you had to infuse it with the same level of biological diversity that a healthy ecosystem would contain. I mean, that's how an ecosystem works, right? It balances itself through diversity so that you don't get epidemics of pest and disease. It's not perfect, but it's the way to collaborate.
Has anyone else, when the gophers show up in the movie, has anybody else said to you that you should have just got Bill Murray to come take care of all the gophers, like he did in Caddyshack? Because that gopher puppet in Caddyshack, it's ridiculous in that movie, but then when you see the real thing, it's like pretty similar.
Yeah, you start to
just doesn't dance when the music comes on.
Bill Murray was one of our first calls when we had the epic gopher problem.
We need you, you got to take care of these varmints. All right. Well, that was a silly question. I'm going to ask real questions now. At what point does your decision to start your own farm become a documentary? Because you were a documentary. You shot
wildlife film.
Wildlife footage.
Yeah.
That was your thing, and so you obviously kept getting footage along the way through this process, but at what point did it become, let's make it into a movie?
Once I thought that I might have something, you know, to share, to say, because we didn't know what we were doing, we weren't farmers, and we didn't know if actually turning the engine of the ecosystem back on was gonna work, but around year five, we saw the return of so much wildlife that had like this purposeful intent that would balance out the issues we were having, like ladybugs coming back and obliterating aphid populations, and the return of like barn owls to eat gophers and gopher snakes, and the coyotes were starting to kind of work with the system. At that point, I knew I had a very unique perspective and story to share with people that inspired me enough to want to make a film again, because I really, you know, started farming because I was, you know, not inspired with the kind of work that I was doing anymore.
So yeah, and then you filmed over how many years?
So it's 8 years in total. But the whole time, even while reluctantly not admitting that I would ever make a film about it, I learned through the whole experience of being a filmmaker that regret is way more painful than the time wasted to just capture something for a moment that
right.
you see. And so I was like amassing this footage over the period of years without really telling anyone.
Did you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw the cameras and things, but he always has a camera, but he really did kind of give up the industry. We didn't go into this thinking that it was gonna be a film, and then he just started just capturing things a little bit more, and by year five then he started talking really about doing something, and then it got real.
I think we're both like inspired that it was working.
Yeah.
It was year five that mm-hmm. we like, oh my gosh, this is
yeah.
actually happening.
Yeah, and you were getting footage of everything as you went along each turn, so it plays so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
It comes together really nice, you know, because that's
That's my documentaries are generally very good if you're going to a theater, you know, if it's getting a release and you're going to theater to see it, because, you know, something had to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they had to capture something.
Yeah.
It couldn't be like the biggest little farm. Look at this great farm we made. Yeah. No problems.
Yeah.
You know, that could be cute, but I don't know if it's going to, you know, get out there in the documentary circuit. But also, this show, this movie is so much more. You know, life-affirming and fun than you'll find in a lot of, you know, documentaries, because documentaries can be obviously pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But is it, throughout the film, you always say apricot?
Yeah.
What's your reaction to people who say apricot?
Both apparently are right.
Right?
That's my reaction.
But you guys are consistent. You never, nobody in the movie says it the other way.
We had to make a decision.
I honestly, truly don't even know what I say.
Apricot.
Apricot Lane Farms.
And yeah. Yeah. Some people say apricot. Like if
here
you're from the
are,
I feel like Midwest is
it might
apricot.
Be a regional thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato? Is that like a similar?
I guess so. But that's the thing about tomato and tomato. Well, nobody says tomato. It just sounds too elegant. Too snooty. But
but better guess, tasting.
I just think apricot sounds more like, a soap or a flavor. Or, you know, like it's just more artisanal sounding than apricot. Apricot sounds like apple. Or...
Yeah, we're apricot.
Yeah, we're apricot. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we settled that.
Thanks for properly addressing us.
That worked out. okay, I can't even read my own writing at this point. So this story, this documentary, I think is destined to be adapted into a narrative feature film or TV series. So have you guys thought about who was going to play each of you in the movie?
I
had some casting ideas I was throwing.
I'm scared.
I don't want you to tell. Can you mute that and then tell
me? No, but that's the thing. It's got to be movie stars.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're going to be insulted. I'm not going to say, you know, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Okay.
Although Danny is a movie star. But you know, it's going to be like, you know what I mean? Like Clooney, Matt Damon.
Oh,
like,
these
who
are good
you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're saying it, so it's better. Yeah,
Tom Hanks is a little old now, I think.
Yeah.
But he could have definitely captured that.
All those would be great.
Or I was thinking maybe, you know, real-life couple John Krasinski and Emily Blunt could
parts. Yeah.
I think that would be...
Yeah, because also... That would
be perfect, actually.
I was saying... earlier to my girlfriend that you reminded me of like somebody like an Emily Blunt should play you, because you never seem to have much doubt about it. You're always very strong and to the point, and you know, I don't know, you know, what's different on the editing room floor.
Yeah.
Like did you ever yell at him for filming too much, or
not for filming too much? That doesn't bother me, but we argue. I mean, we've had our relationship has gone through the ringer for what we're doing. We're definitely stronger because of it. But we have a couples therapist.
We have an incredible couples therapist. So he's able to buy a summer home so we can live in one home.
Yeah, we're trying to learn how to argue, you know, the way that's productive and not sliding into the areas that aren't productive, because we're naturally going to disagree, and what we bring to the table for each other is the completion of what each other needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
what our therapist says.
Yeah.
But no, I think the whole experience of like being out of control in the middle of this ecosystem that we, you know, brought back to life, there's so much self-doubt, and really no one has the answers. So there's really nothing tangible to grab onto. So you're trying not to just sort of destroy each other out of fear.
Yeah, it's hard not to be frustrated with each other when everything's going wrong. And
you want to blame something.
The movie gets to move on to the next, you know, success or something. But when you're actually living it, you have to, you know, go to bed at night and be together. And
it's darker. It definitely was darker than the movie, you know, showed. But it really was, the movie was more about the animals and their sort of story along with ours. So there, you couldn't go too deep, you know.
Yeah, and we are kind of the classic optimist pessimist, in the sense that I'm kind of the never-ending optimist, but then that also can mean I have blind spots sometimes, and he's the pessimist who can sometimes way down a little bit, but he has sight and that depth that, sorry, did that?
I never knew it was like
we need our therapist. Can you recall?
Molly's like a hummingbird.
You did
high
seem more, the more of the downer of the two, I have to say. Like, you were more likely to be like, well, this is, there's nothing we can do about this. Yeah. She'd be like, this is something we're
I like
do.
To think of that as like logic.
Yeah.
And well,
right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's, I think that's the battle right. of the sexes in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Logic.
Realism versus. Your realism is her pessimism.
Right.
Yeah. I get it. Do you. So this farm, so much work. Like, what are there hobbies? Are there other things that
hell, there's nothing.
You're into? Or is it nothing. All about the farm
well,
all the time?
I dance, and my instructor, who has become a friend, comes here to a little room we have on the farm, and we have five or six girls who get together two times a week. And that keeps me sane.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Yeah, that's nice.
And I swim. That's pretty much it. I used to surf, but now I don't have any time for that. We have a 4-year-old kid.
And we have
a boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then also as filmmakers, like, are you interested in other films that are out there? Like, do you see movies much, or is there no time for that?
There's not a lot of time for
we
that.
Do
we
try
do.
To
I think
movies.
Documentaries are yeah. something we watch a lot of.
John watches more than me for sure.
Well, yeah. On my show, I always ask my guests, "What was the last movie you saw? Do you remember the last movie you watched?"
I think I saw Icarus last.
That's a documentary that's got some yeah. twist to it, because yeah. it started out being about one thing and then ended up being yeah. about the guy that was
I loved it.
Supplying
I thought it was
the doping. Yeah. yeah.
I saw Black Klansman.
Okay.
That and Green Book. I watched all the...
You watched the Oscar?
I watched the Oscar
you
get, run.
You fall for the Oscar bait?
I was clicking through that to sort of catch up after to find out what was all the...
What was all the fuss about. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Great answers to all the questions. I just have one more.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And did it ever at any point come up, the idea of maybe having some sort of spot to grow cannabis on this farm?
We jokingly talked about that as our
parachute.
Our parachute.
It doesn't come up in your family-friendly movie.
No, it doesn't. But the thing people need to understand about that, as soon as you grow cannabis, you now have to put in fences that are like 8 feet tall with wire, and there's a whole lot of other fun
you bring
stuff
in more down. Dangerous stuff than coyotes when you when you're making when you're yes, making yes. drugs.
Suddenly you need guns that have like a clip attached to it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a whole nother thing, unfortunately.
No,
but,
we do not.
There's no easy solutions.
We have no plans. To
no aspirations yeah. in that area. Well, that's only fair.
But with our soil, it would be the best.
It ever. Would be good.
Yeah.
Well, the movie comes out on May 10th.
Yep.
How many screens? Like
well, it's
few
New York,
cities?
So it launches in New York in L.A. the first week, May 10th, and then it goes out gradually wide over the next 2 weeks
expand
after that. Yeah, several hundred theaters after.
Yeah, so get it in, everybody. Don't go to that 3-hour Avengers movie
no.
when you can have 90 minutes of pure life.
Thank you.
Aww, love good.
It. You like that?
Yeah.
It's that movie.
We're changing the posters right now.
I'm already
now.
Exhausted about a 3-hour Avengers movie.
Did you enjoy seeing it on a larger screen? Did you see it? Or?
No, I haven't seen it yet. But yeah. I'm just saying that's probably your biggest competition right now.
Film.
Oh, yeah. We saw a screening at Screening Room in Beverly Hills.
It's nice on a larger screen.
Oh, yeah.
Screen.
Absolutely. No, that's what, one of the things I would say to people is try to see it as big as possible. But any way you see it, if it ends up on whatever streaming
yeah.
service or whatever,
yeah.
it's a terrific experience. And yeah, I definitely want people to know about it.
So
and it is something you can do with your whole damn family.
Yeah, the film. Yeah.
yeah.
You know what else? You guys can stick around and help us with chores now because we're. Are you into that?
No. That's what I heard was an option that like you would show us how to do some stuff and then we'd actually do it. Because I know I love that part of the film where you guys figured out, hey, if we just tell people, hey, want to volunteer to come work on a farm, people will do that.
They show up. That's
it's an experience people want to have.
Those are all the volunteers that have come.
Oh, I love that. I'll take a picture of that
yeah.
before I leave.
And they've lived here. Each of them lived here for at least 3 months. Some of them have lived here as long as 6 years.
Wow.
Some of them are still here and we can't find them.
Working for free.
Wow. No, they're not working for free. These are all, if they're here, they're now part of the paid team. Yeah.
Well, people should go to the biggest TheBiggestLittleFarm.movie.com.
Yeah, BiggestLittleFarmMovie.com.
Yeah, to find out more about the movie, where they could see it, and then also about this place in general.
Yeah, so then you could link off to that to Apricot Lane Farms with an S.com.
Yeah, don't pronounce it apricot.
When you're typing it.
And it'll know.
It's spelled the same either way. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much for having us on.
No problem. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.